Good morning and welcome to the Friday, March 6th edition of Byers & Company. I'm so excited, Nick. We got parents in the studios.
About time.
Yeah, huh? Unique perspective with the DPS 61 Spotlight. We also have Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Folks from Brinkotter will come by and countdown to opening day with Heinkels. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. I'm happy. Do I feel like I'm nitpicking the weather? I mean, I'm happy it's warmer. But when did we get this, like, Texas wind stuff? I mean, it has been like that for days, and it's going to be like that for days.
Yeah, you're for sure nitpicking. Just take it and...
My patio furniture's in my living room, Nick. I mean, it is like crazy wind out
but
there.
But it's not covered in snow.
You know, you're right.
And you're not wearing a coat to go get it, so you're calm down.
All right. It's going to be nice. 60 here on Sunday?
Over 60.
Yeah, okay, good stuff, good stuff. We have, for a number of years now, spent every Friday morning from between 7 and 7:30 spotlighting and highlighting all the things that are going on in District 61. And every once in a while, we need to do this more often, we have actual real-life parents who are here. My belief has been for so long, you know, our guy started at Johns Hill, you know, as a kindergartner, spent all 8 years there. Now as a sophomore, soon to be a junior, he's got a driver's license. Insane. That took like 5 minutes. And he's at Eisenhower. And we've had a day-to-day reality, you know, for all of those 10 years, you know, versus all the perception you get. And I cannot tell you how many times I've had a conversation, and I don't think people mean to be jerky about it, but, you know, why are you sending your kid to Eisenhower? I mean, some people will ask you that. And I go, I don't know. Why wouldn't we? You know, our experience has been fantastic. So today I'm really excited. We got three parents, I guess four, counting me, in the studios here to talk about the things that are going on in District 61. And I'm going to introduce you to all of them. We have Kathy Briggs.
Good morning.
And Amber Carr.
Good morning.
And Rod Wilson.
Good morning.
All right. Now, Rod and Amber, you guys are associated with Stephen Decatur Middle School, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And Kathy, you are...
I'm a Montessori parent.
A Montessori...
We're quitting the two separate. We're just all together now. Yeah,
well, but for informational sake, because you got to catch people up to the curve.
Sure, yeah. I'm at Garfield right now, yeah.
Right, and soon to be
Montessori Academy for Peace.
Yeah, and that was all driven by parents and kids and participants.
Parents and the kids, the teachers, everybody.
All right, well, let's start with Stephen Decatur, if you don't mind, because I know we've had the principal on a couple of times, we've had the superintendent on, we've talked to the board. It was a bumpy start at Stephen Decatur. Anytime you try something new and maybe they weren't quite ready, I don't know about all that, but it was, you know, an interesting fall. But here we are in March. How would you say things are going at Stephen Decatur for the teachers, for the kids, for the parents, for the whole thing?
As far as PTO is concerned, I think we've come to a good start. We had our first meeting in November, and that started after a parent meeting that Mr. Frost had in September. We've had Kindness Week in November, Chili Kickoff, Thanksgiving Luncheon. We did an Angel Tree for teachers and staff. We did a prayer walk with Set Free Organization, and we do student section for the eighth grade nights for boys basketball and girls volleyball. So I feel like we've been busy. We've had a meeting at least once a month. We've had a couple meetings a couple months that we've done two meetings, and I feel like we can always use more parents to be involved, more parental support at the school in general.
Isn't that probably been the case for, like, you know, like 65 years? I mean, probably
Absolutely.
Go back, you know, you got some parents who go do an awful lot and some that don't do much, but it's got to, every parent in that school has got to be that's a huge improvement, just every single parent you can get involved.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this is for like every DPS school, just getting parents involved. And even if it's not necessarily coming to a PTO meeting, the doors are open to come and visit the school. We know that adult presence in the school is necessary and needed. And also, you can volunteer in the classroom, contact your academy principal and say, hey, is there something that I can do? During the school hours, but we've done things in the evenings for PTO, and we're actually, you know, got a couple more things planned before the end of the year.
Okay, so here's my suggestion, and honestly, we talk about this a lot about, you know, fulfilling, you know, things in your life and being a part of things. Every time I turn on a school board meeting or I read letters to the editor, I think, you know, if most of these folks actually just said, hey, I'll show up Monday and help, the world would be a better place. But people always want to line up to complain. That's just sort of human nature,
sure.
Right?
And that's not to say that there aren't problems and issues going on.
But you can help fix those problems.
Sure, or you can become involved. I think being PTO and then having disagreements with what maybe the board is doing or your school is doing, those things are two separate things. As a parent, and me and my husband have always been active with our kids at school. That's just who we are. So, you know, we just want to encourage that because the more parents involved, the more you hear about things, the more they see that you care, and
right.
maybe your voice can be heard.
The
even
more that
too.
They start to realize that you're going to be at the building at any given time, and then, you know,
sure.
my kids at least are like, oh, crap, Mom could be in the building.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, Rod, now you're a parent liaison at Stephen Decatur Middle School, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so what does that entail?
So I kind of deal with truancies, absences, tardies, and things like that with the kids, trying to work with the families of those kids who are getting to a level where, hey, this could be lead to some legal matters or some type of, police interaction with the parents. So before we get there, I deal with some of those kids and some of those families to help them get back on track, see what's going on. Is there some issues that we can help with? And on the flip side, I kind of deal with some of the behaviors
sure.
That we have. One thing I did want to say, though, was, you know, that meeting they had with the town hall meeting, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, it was easy to complain. We had dozens of parents who took the mic to complain. But when we opened the doors to come in, I came in as a volunteer originally with no kids at that school. And none of the parents showed up.
No, it's easy to just get up at the mic and complain. I mean, that's human nature across the board, not just District 61.
Absolutely.
In politics, city council,
yep.
in life. But the people who step up get counted. And you know, the crazy thing is, I had a CASA advocate tell me one time, you know, that there was a kid who had gotten into some trouble, was not doing well at school, ended up in the court system through no fault of their own. And they identified along the way the kid needed glasses. And no one had identified this. You know, but this was, you know, sometimes having that extra parent involved,
sure.
taking that extra step to make sure we don't get to a place we don't want to be.
Right.
You find these things that maybe no one's responsible for that can turn a kid's life around. And it might be so simple as he can't see the blackboard, or can't see the teacher, mm-hmm. can't, you know, and those are the human things you deal with every day.
Be part of the solution, not more of a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Find that solution.
So what do you, if folks want to get involved at First Stephen Decatur, and we'll find out about the Montessori stuff as well, but how do they reach out? How do they contact you? What's coming up? What can people participate in?
Well, I mean, you always got the Facebook page where DPS has their information on there for Stephen Decatur. We keep everything posted. I know Amber is doing an amazing job
Thank
at
you.
Getting the word out, and then word of mouth as well.
Mm-hmm.
We keep things in the office for when parents come up, and trust me, with the way things are going, we're always calling parents up. There's
sure.
always a flyer to take home. To share with friends. We try to encourage that word of mouth because everybody's not just, you know, zoomed into social media all the time.
No,
that word of mouth. You can come up anytime, like she said. Lunches is a great opportunity to just meet the kids, talk to some of them, just be in the room. And those opportunities are there as well as the PTO meetings. She does a great job of scheduling different hours. So for those first shifters, or people who are working at different schedules, got time to get in there. But, yeah, Facebook is one. Coming up to the school is always going to be your best place to get the good information and what's going on. And right there in the main office, you don't have to look far. Right in the main office, there's all kinds of flyers and information being sitting there just waiting to
Absolutely. And I think you guys have a meeting coming up on 4-8. Is that right?
That's correct. 4 p.m. We're trying a different day of the week. It's going to be a Wednesday. And we've got a lot of upcoming events that we can surely use more helping hands for, or even just, you know, for parents to come out and just hear what we're doing and just be a part of, you know, whenever the doors are open at the school, just come on in and see what your kids are doing and support your, you know, other students as well.
Absolutely. Now, what are you guys doing with this bottle caps thing?
So our life skills students are collecting bottle caps. If you go to the Stephen Decatur Facebook page, back in July, there was a posting about what caps are acceptable, and they need 1,000 pounds. And you can bring those up to the school. And after they get to 1,000 pounds, I believe they're trying to make some benches for the outdoors. So that's more just a plug for our life skills.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you got all these great stories going on in these buildings, right? And if you're it's in awesome. These buildings, you get to see it firsthand.
That's right.
You know, it's crazy because we had this, you know, Eisenhower situation with the, you know, social media post. You know, that day that this story breaks, I was in Eisenhower High School for an hour and a half. And and the reality of that is, like, peaceful hallways and kids doing their thing and all these great stories. Yep. But then the media, you know, you get this and you think, oh, well, it's this
clickbait.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the monitoring because you guys are going through all kinds of changes.
Lots of stuff, all the changes.
All right, so walk me through the process here. Like these, the new names, the new, you know, how many people were involved? How many parents?
As far as like the naming committee?
Yeah.
So we opened up the naming committee to parents and teachers and admin from both schools.
Okay.
So we started out with just a general meeting. We took the board guidelines that they set out to, you know, this is how you're going to go about making that change. Then we took just a general empty blank, what do you think the name should be? Man, we got all kinds of stuff.
I bet you did.
We got, and we had to break it down because you can't name a school after somebody who's living. You can't, I mean, we, you know, took out Unicorn Butterfly Land.
You can't name a school after somebody who's living?
Right, unless they donate a significant amount of money.
Wow.
So that was in the board, in their bylaws.
Okay.
So no living member. And then, you know, we took out the kids kind of like crazy Candyland University or whatever we had. I mean, and we kind of narrowed it down. And then we went through from there and took the top five, you know, big ones. And then we had everybody vote on those. And from there, that's what we came up with. So it was on there.
So walk me through this process. You know, what did you learn, you know, going
through the naming process?
Well, just through the whole thing. I mean,
through the whole. So we have been anticipating this merge for 2 years now. So we have been really, and trust me, Garfield being in that building, we have been ready for 10 years because we are busting at the seams. Our band practices in the lobby. So you know, again, with people saying negative, why are they moving all these schools? They're not in the schools. They're not seeing that you can't swing a door without hitting a kid because there's no space, you know? So we've been ready. So we've been anticipating this. I've been learning a lot about how different people work, how they receive information, how they need information. And we've been really trying to make sure the staff is integrated together, make sure the parents are integrated together just by having events and doing, you know, different family activities to just doing social activities with adults only, you know, and making, I mean, that's important, building those relationships.
Absolutely.
So we have been working our butts off, really.
All right. So you're excited about this, though, right?
So excited.
Yeah. I think this is the thing whenever you do, and I know that not everybody agrees with every element of this, you know, bold initiative, but the whole thing.
I love it, the intent is to sort of
just do things the way we've always done it because that's the way we've always done it.
And we've needed this for years.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And, you know, I'm excited, but that's not to say that there are nerves and they're scared.
Sure.
I mean, my daughter, every time she thinks about it, she breaks down crying.
Yeah, change is tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's also just about, you know, I've learned in my life always turns out for the better, even though there are bumps along the way because it makes you look at things differently. Think about things differently.
Yeah.
And you can get it. You can kind of get lulled into like just doing the same thing over and over because it's easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So the whole process of being involved, I'm sure you get frustrated at times. All of you do because you look around and go, hey, we're doing a lot of the heavy lifting and we got, you know, 30 kids in this classroom and four parents doing most of the work. What's the reward as a parent? You know, if you've got parents listening right now that maybe they're thinking about doing this, but they're not sure, they don't know what else. What's the reward for you in this?
I'm glad you asked because I think, you know, the society says that PTA is like a nerdy thing to do, right? Like it's not cool and that's, oh, those moms are PTA moms, right? But that's not the case, really. I mean, we have fun. I mean, these are our kids' lives, so why wouldn't we better that, right? And it's the reward is you see not only your kids are happier, your teachers are happier, your admins are happier, they're less stressed. We're able to take work off of their plates, right? So when we started merging our parent groups, I noticed that Ann Matheson and their parent liaison were doing a lot of
out at Enterprise.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of their PTO group stuff. I was able to come in and say, no, you shouldn't be doing this. Let's get some parents. Let's find them. Get them to come over with us, and we'll do this together. Like, this shouldn't be an extra task for you to do. So, I mean, just being able to lift that burden off the people that frankly, spend more time with our kids than we do, right, on a day-to-day basis. Lift that burden off of them and giving them that relief, I mean, makes them happier people.
Yeah, you guys raised a lot of money for playground equipment.
$260,000.
How'd you do that?
Outstanding.
Well, hard work.
Yeah.
I mean, we had events and we were, you know, boots on the ground and really making our way, but we had parents writing grants, parents reaching out.
Wow.
I mean, we were just all over the place spreading our message of what we needed because at TJ, there's no playground.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we needed one.
Right.
So, we knew that we could alleviate a burden from the district and they could put that money inside the, you know, building. We could alleviate the, you know, burden from our teachers thinking, what are they going to do with these kids when they go outside? So we wanted to do that.
That is so awesome.
It is. Well, it's like life. I think everything you all three of you have described is the same thing out there. You know, if you live in a community and you get involved and you dig in a little, your life's so much better.
So much better.
You open doors you didn't know were even there. You have a rewarding experience of being a part of things instead of just sort of being like some keyboard warrior that's got an opinion about everything. I mean, your life gets better because of the people you meet, the partnerships that you form.
Relationships.
The relationships.
And networking. You never know what doors that's going to open for you. You know?
All right. You guys hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up. Parents, Nick, we got to do this every Friday. I'm telling you.
I'll be here.
All right.
She would, too. I see her everywhere.
Education Spotlight, and we'll take a quick break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy early and then clear with a high near 44 and windy. For tonight, clear with a low of 25, and for Saturday, sunny with a high near 52 and more wind. Sunday, mostly sunny, but a high over 60 and some more wind. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 33 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:23. And this look at your weather is brought to you by BeckTech, locally owned, technology driven, focused on your future.
Time to talk technology with BeckTech. Hi, this is Matt Beck, president of BeckTech, Central Illinois technology expert. For over 30 years, we've been your local source for technology needs, including phone systems, two-way radios, and security cameras. Let us prepare a cost comparison on your existing technology products and services and show you how you can save money and increase business efficiency. As a BeckTech customer, you receive VIP benefits, including local service reps and offering the fastest repair turnaround time and comprehensive after-sales report. We're a local company and invested in your success. It's time to talk technology with BeckTech at 428-7000. BeckTech, Central Illinois Technology Company, located 645 South Franklin, providing technology solutions for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ibora, and I'm asking for your vote on March 17th for Macon County Circuit Clerk. If elected, I plan on bringing fresh, innovative ideas, along with positive ideas to enhance the taxpayer experience when dealing with the Circuit Clerk's office. I plan on bringing quality service and work to improve relationships with all agencies to better serve our community and reduce government costs. On March 17th, I'm asking you to vote for me, Jennifer Ibora, Macon County Circuit Clerk.
Paid for by Friends of Ibora.
Coming to Decatur on May 23rd, Splash Cove brings the fun. Decatur's all-new water park features one of the nation's first stand-up water slides. Fun and thrill rides for all ages. Plus, an 8-lane lap pool, zip line, rock climbing wall, baby pool, diving boards, so much awesome. Go for a season pass. You'll get the most value and exclusive benefits. Splash Cove, open daily starting May 23rd. Visit splashcove.org for admission prices and hours.
Splash Cove.
Nearly 48 million Americans have some form of hearing loss, and that can make life difficult.
Perhaps you're hearing like this, and no matter how much you strain your ears, you just can't hear what's going on around you.
Smith Hearing Technologies is here to change that. With our personalized program, we will conduct your hearing test, clearly explain the results in a way that makes sense, and help you find the perfect hearing aid for you from our full selection of top-of-the-line hearing aid products.
Don't let your life stay muffled.
Visit smithhearingtechnologies.com and start your hearing journey.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Our great pleasure to reintroduce you to Amber Carr, Kathy Briggs, and Rod Wilson, parents that are really role models. If more parents would do this, it takes everyone. It takes teachers.
Right.
It takes the kids and their behavior, the parents and their involvement, you know, administration. We've all got work we can improve
on.
You
know what? A lot of people are just waiting to be asked.
This is true.
Because we had, you know, we have a landscape business owner at our school, and we were wanting to do this natural playground. And I was like, well, who do we have? Who do we have that has a talent like that? And I asked him, and he goes, I was waiting for this.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for someone to ask me.
Well, it takes leaders like you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really do believe in human nature. People will follow leaders down a bad path, or they'll follow leaders in a good way. And if leaders step up and you ask people and get them to follow, they will. But you're going to get a reward out of this. It's hard work. It's, it's you know, you got to roll up your sleeves and do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
But man, if you get involved, your experience will be that much better. Your kids' experience is going to be that much better. You're going to learn so much about what's going on outside of your kind of narrow focus of your own life. And you're just going to see great things. I can't wait to see what happens with the Montessoris. I think there's going to be some really cool things.
Yeah.
For those of you who are upset about name changes or whatever, know this. This was organic and happened with kids and parents. And I mean, this is their choice, their path. They're going to own
it
this.
It took like 9 months to a year to do it. I mean, this wasn't overnight.
Yeah. No, but I love it. The fact that it's okay, this is our thing.
Right?
We've named it. We're going to own it. Parent liaisons, Rod, I know your job can't be easy because you got just like parents or just like everybody else, you got opinions all over the place, but we have to get more moms and dads involved, right?
We have to. I mean, it's of the utmost importance. You got to be able to wrap those kids up with the opportunity for growth. And when you're teaching one thing at the school and then you go home and mom and dad are saying something different, it becomes a conflict and it makes it that much harder. It's almost like reprogramming every single day. And so we can get the parents on board to spread the same message at home. So now it's not every day is something new, but it's becoming a, you know, a reoccurring message that you hear all the time. Then we can get those kids' behaviors changed, which makes the classroom atmosphere a little bit better, which makes teachers' enthusiasm and opportunities to teach that much greater as well.
But just think about it. If we spent all the negative energy, you know, and converted half of that into, like, positive action, you can move mountains. Now, you guys have some events that are coming up, right? What's on 323?
323 is a parent presentation from 6 to 7 p.m. Set Free organization here in Macon County. They are a human trafficking awareness group. We will present to the students on the 3:30. So we want to all parents to come on out and hear about this. It is affecting our community, and Rod got us in contact with that group at the beginning of the year. So we've had a good partnership, and they even help us with PTO events.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, the next PTO event is going to be on 4/8 at 4 p.m. at the library at Stephen DeKinder
Middle
School.
That's our next meeting, There's a flyer on the Facebook page, and even our parent, Takamia, who made the flyer, wrote on here, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much.
So much.
Best way to end this that I can possibly imagine. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.